so surprised. And you know, that's why I've been, why I've enjoyed working at the Art Institute. Because you know, the people come from all over the world, and it's so interesting to hear about their experiences when they come to Chicago, and the things that they have seen and what things that they have found important. Uh-huh. And so it's really great.
Yeah, tell me about that. What do you do at the Art Institute?
I'm in the Children's Museum, and I sit at the information desk. And of course, they want to know, well, what's here? And you know, every 2 years they change what they offer. Now, with the 2 years ago, they brought in all of these artisans from Africa. Mm-hmm. The man who made, who told us how they made those staffs, they start at the top. And as you go down the staff, it tells a story. Mm-hmm. Everyone, and each person makes his own.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Each chieftain, and it tells his story. And the same thing with these tusks. Mm-hmm. They take the Africa, the elephant tusk, and it tells a story.
Uh-huh.
Each thing. And they had these women who sat and took a lump of clay, made chicken, made elephants, and the children could come and watch that.
Uh-huh.
And it was just so, and then they had from China, they had the people who did block printing,
uh-huh.
and then those who did silk screen. And those artisans were the ones that, you know, they just, here you are just seated here, and here the children can gather around and get up close, and find out how they did all these things. And they showed how they made the kente cloth.
Oh, really?
The Africans did.
Uh-huh.
You know, kente cloth is only made 6 inches wide.
I didn't know that.
And do you know what they do?
Mm-mm.
They weave it together. And it can be any width. But they weave, and you can't tell where uh-huh. one.
Really?
Is joined to the uh-huh. other. And so that was just wonderful to know that kente cloth is made like that. Because most people get on a loom and they make it as wide
right.
as they want. But they didn't. They have just these little 6-inch
uh-huh.
and they make these long strips. So that was, you know, see, things like that, you just don't learn anywhere else.
Sounds like it's pretty exciting.
It is exciting in the museum field. I mean, Art Institute. And you meet different people
mm-hmm.
every day. Every time I go. I've been there 15 years.
Really?
Yeah, I get my... After five years, they give you a lion.
Uh-huh.
At 10 years, they put a stone in the lion.
Mm-hmm.
And then 15 years, you get another one.
Can I see your lion? Is he around here somewhere?
No. It's just a little medallion. And I'm going to get a new pin, a new stone in May. So they have my
okay.
pin so they can put the stone in it. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah. So, I volunteered with Goodwill,
mm-hmm.
and I'm still their treasurer. The Goodwill Auxiliary, and they have what's called the pants to petticoats
uh-huh.
Fashion show,
uh-huh.
and they start out with all the old-fashioned clothes, you know, with the bustle and all of that, and
that's
they
so fun.
And they also have a hat show with all the old hats,
uh-huh.
and they have written a script for the fashion show and for the hat show, and they charge $650 for the fashion show, and the money that they raise goes to help release prisoners n- you know, learn a trade and get them ready to go out in the world.
That's terrific.
And the hat shows cost $75, and they give you the script, and you put on your own hat show and raise funds, you know, for whatever you want. And I've been with them since 1977.
So you are a dedicated volunteer.
Well, after all, people have given me so much, so it's time to give back, you know.
Yeah.
If you can.
Yeah.
And since I feel all right, and since I can still drive.
How long were you at the YMCA? How long were you the secretary there?
Oh, I was there for, let me see, from the, till 1940.
So
three years.
Okay, and then you were a school teacher, right?
No, not then. Okay. I didn't become I worked for the University of Chicago, and I worked for the state and their employment employment compensation office, and I worked for the city. in a social work office. And then I decided when I was at the University of Chicago, I decided I wanted to be a teacher. And my major had been psych and minor in economics and history. And so I had to take those education courses after so I could teach. Mm-hmm. And I taught for 21 years.
What age kids did you teach?
I taught sixth grade.
And how many years? I'm sorry.
Oh, 21.
21.
And my last years, I was called the head teacher, which is, I took the place of an assistant principal in a branch. Mm-hmm. And my very last year, I taught in a school where they had hearing impaired, partially sighted, gifted, and regular. And that was my greatest year, because I had so much supportive staff to do this.
Did you enjoy teaching?
Oh, I loved it. And that last year, I had a group of children. They were sixth graders. Mm-hmm. All of them were on the third grade level. Mm-hmm. When they finished that year with me, three of my boys went into the gifted program.
Oh my gosh, you must have been so proud.
I was, because I had one girl who came to me from the Disney Magnet School. She didn't know how to print her name on paper.
Yeah.
So you see, it was really a mixed bag.
Yeah.
And I thought, so that girl I sent to the assistant principal. I told him, I'm not teaching this child. She came out of a magnet school. The very idea of her not being able to even print at a sixth grade.
Yeah.
All she thought she was supposed to do is sit up and cry.
Really?
She had long blonde hair. She thought there was all the boys.
Just to look beautiful.
So she had long blonde hair. I said, I'm sorry. And the first day they came in, one of the girls the room was quiet, and all of a sudden, bang! She had jumped up and dumped over her desk.
Really?
And you know, all the children looked at me because these children had all been together. Mm-hmm. So
like they knew what to expect from her.
They knew this. That's what she's going to do. Oh, Miss Smith, she's not going to do that in here. I said, Christine, I tell you what you do. Pick up your desk. Put all your things back in the desk, and I don't ever want to see you do that again. They thought she was stupid. She wasn't. She was a smart girl. But she thought that was funny because people laughed. But see, I didn't laugh. Mm-hmm. And she just went on. And she did well. Mm-hmm. She could pass. But when you let children do things like this and don't do anything about it, that's when you're their loss. But I was very, and she was very proud of those children. The principal.
I bet.
That they, three of them, went to the gifted program.
So do you think it was the fact that you expected them to do well?
I expected them to do their work.
Right.
I didn't expect them not to do, and I taught them, I said, we do not curse in this room. Mm-hmm. We do not tell each other, shut up. Mm-hmm. We say, we are courteous to each other. I said, you always say thank you, and you always say please. Well, see, this was something. And you see, it was, and I said, and anybody who is unhappy, you see that door right there? You are welcome.
And they didn't go?
Nobody's going to go anywhere. They knew they couldn't go anywhere. But I think you respect children. You respect them as individuals. You do not do things to them that you don't want done to yourself. I saw one of my boys in court, in traffic court one day, since he's been grown. He told his friend, that's my teacher, Miss Smith. I got to.
That must have been a fun moment.
It was. It's fun when you see your children.
Yeah.
And one of the boys I had in the very beginning, he was from Robert Taylor, and you know, Robert Taylor had a horrible reputation. But his mother had all these boys, and she, every morning, they had a clean shirt, starch cuff, mm-hmm. and starch cuff. Mm-hmm. And so, do you know, he left school in sixth grade and signed up for the Vietnam War.
Gosh, sixth grade?
Yeah. And he went to Vietnam.
He must have been...
And he got shot. Mm. All right. Then he shrapnel in his leg. And they sent him home. But, you know, he went back.
Did he really?
Yeah. And then when he came out, he finished school. He went to Northeastern Illinois. He and his wife both got their master's.
Oh my gosh.
So you see, it shows you that children can do. And you just respect the fact that they can do if you just have faith. Mm-hmm. And for my 80th birthday, he and his wife invited my husband and I to have dinner on them. At Chris's Steakhouse downtown.
Oh, nice.
Wasn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
You know. So I said, well, now see, he turned out so well. And his brother was the biggest dope dealer in Robert Taylor.
Well, he had so somebody just, who cared, somebody who
yeah,
believed.
I don't know, it's just amazing how children turn out.
So you taught in Chicago schools?
Yeah,
Chicago
I taught. At my first school was on the west side. And when I started at that school, it was 95% white. And that was in September of 54. In June of 55, it was 95% black.
I guess that was the...
That was this, you know, because that was a Jewish area,
uh-huh.
and they all moved.
Yeah.
From Atlanta.
That's a huge change, though.
Wasn't
isn't
that
it?
A change?
Yeah.
Wasn't that in less than a year? That
yeah.
was less than a year.
Wow.
From September to June.
Good heavens.
And then after that, I taught for 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to Beethoven, which was at Robert Taylor. And that's where I was a master teacher, or head teacher. And they changed principal. Well, the principal died.
So you kind of filled in?
No, I went to Hope
okay.
after that. And then from Hope, I went to Bell. That's where I retired from Bell.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I had a wonderful experience as a teacher. But it taught me a lot. Being a master teacher taught me a lot. In that there are people who are not responsible. See, I was, you know, whatever came from the principal, I had to send out to my teachers. Mm-hmm. And I would always send a sheet, you know, you sign that you have received this memo. If they didn't do it, I'd say, well, here's your name. You were supposed to do so-and-so. That's not my seat. That's mine. But that's what I say. It shows you how people...
Well, that must have been frustrating.
It is. And listen, being administrator over adults is very frustrating.
I bet.
So many of them.
Yeah.
Take no responsibility.
Yeah.
For their action.
Yeah.
And now I wouldn't be an administrator in the school system now.
Yeah.
Because it's so different.
Uh-huh.
And the parents are so different. Mm-hmm. See, parents respected teachers.
I know.
Back in those days.
Yeah.
But now they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of their lack of respect, the children have no respect. And you see, that lack of responsibility of the parent,
mm-hmm.
it just makes your work so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
And you just wonder why, and you know why the children don't learn.
Right.
Because, you know, if the child is supposed to turn in homework, you have to see that he does it mm-hmm. at home.
Right.
Not after he gets to school.
Uh-huh.
Or don't tell me that, oh, well. And another thing, I feel that, you know, if you tell the child, oh, now go show that to your mother. I said, but don't show it to her when she's cooking or something because she's busy. But show it to her so she'll see how nicely uh-huh. you did this. I tell her, Mama didn't want to look at it.
Oh.
And you know, this is discouraging,
mm-hmm.
especially for a child who's having a difficult time.
Right, they need that.
They need that. Encouragement.
They do?
Just to do a little bit better.
It's teamwork.
Oh, yeah, teamwork. Teachers.
Yeah.
And that's what I think that we don't have. We don't have it with the parents. Because
mm-hmm.
you work with the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
If you work with the teacher, then the child does well.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. It makes it hard. It is. It's just, you feel so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
The children have such a hard time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And of course, that idiot buck doesn't help. You know that, don't you? There's so much good stuff on, but there's so much that just doesn't help.
Yeah.
And they could, because they could teach them. Oh, because there's so much to learn, and we didn't know anything. Just look at all the underwater
mm-hmm.
exploration that they're doing. That's teaching us so much about the world that we had no idea. I didn't know there were mountains and things and rivers and they'll say under the water way down
right?
it's just something
and
all of that is on TV
uh-huh.
all of it they're telling it all to you
but, and you can see it
oh yes and I mean it's just such a revelation
mm-hmm.
is to see all of this thing that's just like
things we would never get to see
never. Because you can't go everywhere.
Right. And the beautiful wildlife.
Oh, yes.
Lions.
They had some beautiful pictures on TV of infant wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
They had the hippopotamus, the baby elephant. And, you know, they're just so
adorable.
Cute.
Yeah.
It was. They were so cute. And I said, this is just something that... you know, and I just think about my mother, how she would have loved it, because it would mean something. Just like she used to look at my geography books when I was teaching. Oh, she said, I wish I had these books like this when I was going to school.
Mm-hmm.
She said they wouldn't have been able to get me out of school.
She must have had a real love of learning.
Oh, she did. She did, yeah. As I said, my mother was really way before that. Because she wouldn't cook an aluminum.
How smart was that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She said anything will change color. Some of that must be in the food.
She was right.
And she was. And they found out. Uh-huh. That these things are true. And they found out, too, like iron. They found out in cooking in iron, the iron leaches into the food, and the people are getting the iron. They don't have to take iron.
Right. Yeah, that one's actually good for you.
Yeah, and that's good for you.
Yeah.
So you see all these things we just didn't know.
Right. But your mom somehow did.
Oh, yeah, she did. Well, I don't know if she learned it, but she did, yeah.
So tell me a little about your family. Your two daughters?
I had two daughters.
What are their names?
Virginia was the oldest. And then Alice.
Alice?
Mm-hmm.
Grandchildren?
No grandchildren. No son-in-laws. Neither of them married. My oldest daughter worked for Sidlin Austin. She developed liver problem, and she was waiting for a liver, and she had a stroke. She died at 57.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And my youngest daughter went to, they went to elementary school at UFC, lab school, mm-hmm. University of Chicago lab mm-hmm. school. And Virginia went on to UFC. College, and Alice went to Aurora, and she finished Aurora and has been teaching in the Chicago system. Mm-hmm. So that's what they've done.
I bet you're proud.
I'm very proud of my children. And now we are here. Mm-hmm.
Seems like a nice neighborhood, a nice place.
It's a very lovely neighborhood. And I retired in 1976. And my husband retired in 75. And
what did he do?
He was a milkman.
Uh-huh. And what's his first name? I should know.
Henry.
Him. Henry. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we, when we retired, we traveled.
Oh yeah? Where did you go?
Well, my sister-in-law lived in British Columbia, so we drove there, and then went on down the coast mm-hmm. around. His sister lived in L.A.
So you drove.
We drove.
That's a good way
to see. These were all. In fact, my husband, after he retired, tried to hit every state in the Union going somewhere. The only place he did not get was Florida.
That's pretty darn good.
And we went all the way across Canada mm-hmm. to Nova Scotia.
So you really did.
Well,
see
we really saw the country. Uh-huh. And he went up in the Canadian Rockies because my brother and sister-in-law lived in British Columbia.
What was your favorite place of all the places you visited?
I think Nova Scotia. Uh-huh. And Nova Scotia was such a revelation to me because I didn't realize that so many slaves had escaped to Nova Scotia, and they have done so much for the history of that city. Also, I didn't know that black people had done so much in the development of Texas. And at the museum in San Antonio, they have the great contribution that blacks have made in that state
didn't know that either. But
no, but you go to that museum in San Antonio, and it's all there for you to see. It's just great.
Yeah.
It is. It's just, and the same thing in Nova Scotia. They just have a everything, all the contributions made. So it was great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I may have exhausted my supply of questions here.
All right.
Is there anything else that
no, listen.
Like you thought I would ask you that I didn't,
no,
or that you'd like
no,
to say?
No, I didn't even think of you know me. No. I haven't thought of it. And anything I said, it just popped out, you know, when I thought of it. Yeah. So it's been very nice having you.
Oh, it's been very nice to meet you.